We just heard a very short passage from St. Mark's Gospel. And as you probably know from your studies and reflection, that Mark's Gospel is the first Gospel. It was the first one written, and therefore it is also the shortest. As things go on, people tend to embellish. So we find Matthew and Luke taking pages and pages to really say the simple message that Mark says in two sentences. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Notice that this passage, this brief passage, comes right at the beginning of St. Mark's Gospel. It comes right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In fact, it is that very trip to the desert and that desert experience that makes Jesus ready to begin his ministry. His time of fasting, his time of temptation, and his time of rest. There's an important point, I think, amongst many about Lent and about our Catholic faith. It is very true that to follow Christ, as St. Paul told us in the second reading, is to suffer. It's also perfectly true that to follow the crucified, we must take up our own cross and carry them, no matter what they may be. However, remember that suffering is not an end in itself. We do not suffer for the sake of suffering, but for the sake of something far greater, namely our personal holiness. In our traditional Lenten practice, we tend to give up things. We tend to do penance and give alms and to make sacrifices in small or, in some cases, large ways. The word sacrifice, for example, in English, comes from two Latin words, sacrum, meaning holy, and facere, the verb to make. So it's important to think about what we are doing as Lent begins. For example, if our Lenten practice is making us grouchy and irritable and mean instead of making us holy and more charitable, then perhaps this is not a good practice for us and we should stop doing it. I remember as a young man in seminary, most of my peers were smokers and they gave up smoking for Lent. It was a disaster. They were so mean and grouchy. So it was a practice for them to give up, or it was a practice for us to put up with them, I'm not sure. As a child in grammar school, I learned that Lent was a time of giving up, as I said before. And that remains true still as I am an adult. But I also have seen in recent years another side of that coin. And therefore, I decided a couple years ago to try to do something different in Lent from time to time, not every year, and I'll include it in my practice this year. St. Ignatius said many memorable things. He taught many memorable things, the founder of the Jesuits, of course. But one saying comes to mind, and it's not a PC saying because I'm quoting St. Ignatius, but it says, I always expect of the true Christian gentleman that he is more willing to believe good of the other so as to build him up rather than believe evil so as to tear him down. I've been a teacher for all of my adult life and a psychologist in the seminary for most of my adult life. And I've learned, among other things, one important thing about our human nature. If we tell someone that they're bad, and we tell them that they're stupid, they usually don't get any better. They usually get worse, often. On the other hand, if we treat people with respect and kindness and love and charity, they do tend to get better most of the time. And I would suggest even smarter, because they've learned something from our modeling for them. We live in a world where it's negative. You cannot turn on the television without negative. I mean, they're comments about the president, about the Congress, about the people, about actors, about whatever. It seems like everything we hear is negative. Maybe a good practice is to turn the TV off for a Lent and not listen to that garbage. However, we need to be positive in what we're doing. It seems we have no trouble believing that our plants and pets grow better if we're kind to them and speak to them in a kind way. So why not believe that about one another, especially our children and our families? So as for me this Lent, I'm going to try very hard to affirm the good in others as best I can. It won't help my blood pressure as much as giving up cigars, but I think Lent is more about spiritual renewal than physical renewal. So I ask you the rhetorical question, what about you?